Blog Talk Radio.
It's the 1 year anniversary of the streets. Let's go.
Been thugging. Heavily influenced by niggas that ain't got nothing. And these hoes don't want no square. They want a nigga that's hustling. Even though squares be having just as much paper than niggas hustling. But it's me she loving. Cause I'm heck of known and I'm hella famous on my soul. You can find me in front of my mama's house with a bottle of Crown Royal. With my car parked in the grass. Smoking a cross blunt. Light it from three ends and it burns down to one. Nickerish. Everybody know my name. I'm having a little bit of change. Known for serving both emos. Known in the X gang. Train to go. Dread braided like Lil Wayne. Keep a hammer in my food of the looms. Or should I say hang?
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. Street hoes love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga. I'm a street nigga, never been a weak nigga. I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. Bring it to your front door when I beat with you. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat with you.
When me and the dope gang first walked down the aisle, one thing I'm about to do is to keep Ann Hill Bell riding my lawyer on speed. Some of these police be trigger happy, lights it up like a lamp. Just like they did DJ Henry and Oscar Grant.
I fucked with elegant bros, and I fucked with traps. Video victims and hood hoes from different camps. From a seed to a weed plant to an elbow. Keyed on my way back from the little stuff. Just seeing how kids shoot hypodermic needles between their toes. Functional cocaine, keep a job and powder they know. Selling chickens and turkey wings, quarters, halves, and hoes. Plotting on jewelry, hanging out at the rap shop.
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. Street love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga. I'm a street nigga, never been a weak nigga. I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. Bring it to your front door when I beat with you. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat with you.
I'm trying to make more money on that. Than a lot of y'all do on purpose. Your squad is a couple of clowns short of a circus. My squad, we golden and polished just like a turkish.
Bro.
30R6 with kaleidoscope. Vision precision, no competition. Fuck with OGs and them youngsters that don't listen. Put trees in them keys and them dropping them into
it's the 1 year anniversary of the streets. It's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Woo wee! It's your boy L Boogie and T Roll on President's Day. Man, I know we better have the whole world listening because everybody better be off. We giving it up to Barack Obama and it's our birthday. We started the streets last year on this very day, President's Day. Are we going in live? You already know a lot of news. NBA All-Star Weekend. Give us your take, your impressions. But before we get into all that, what's up to Jewels, the G, and T-Ro, my cellmate, the engineer, the producer. What the deal, Ro?
Oh, man, what's going on, L Boogie? We made it a year, baby. We on top of the world. You know what I'm saying? 1 year anniversary, man. You know, we done followed in the footsteps of our big brothers, the sports officials, you know, celebrating that 1 year anniversary in the same month. So you know what it is, man. It's big ups to you. Big ups to Jewels, the G, you know what I'm saying? Man, we started from the bottom and now we here. So, you know, streets is always talking. We back live. L Boogie, can you believe it? It's our 1 year anniversary, man. Congratulations to you, man. Pat yourself on the back for doing a hell of a job. This 1 year, 365 days, you know?
Oh, man, you know what they always say, man. First of all, we want to give a shout out to God, man. Because without him, you know, we couldn't even see the vision that he gave us to do this. So, you know what I mean? He gave us the vision to go ahead and do something that we always wanted to do, and that was to get in the streets and holler about this sports with a little entertainment. Nobody else is in our lane. Nobody. Check the records. Check the numbers. Nobody is doing what we're doing in this sports talk, you know what I mean, realm, in this spectrum. So, and big ups, man, we want to say without the fans. You know what I mean? Without the fans listening in, podcasting, catching us live, our all-time listeners and everything, we got the T-shirts. So make sure you give us your email and your address. We going to get you together. We stepping our game up going into this next year. Bro, NBA All-Star Weekend. Man, what's your take, man?
Oh, man, you know, from the street to talking perspective, I'm going to give it, man. You know, it was all right. You know, the reason why I say all right is because Saturday just didn't go well for me, man. You know, I know that the NBA and the new commissioner, Adam Silver, you know, and the All-Star committee wanted to try to switch it up and do things a little bit different. But I just enjoyed the slam dunk competition. That was one of the things that we look for on All-Star weekend. You know what I'm saying? Even though LeBron is a disappointment for not showing up and giving us what he got in the slam dunk competition, you know, the East versus the West? Is that all you can give me? I didn't like that. I take that back. I enjoyed the way they set it up. I just didn't enjoy the outcome of it all. So that's where I'm going with it. But the rest of the All-Star was just a normal All-Star. You know, a normal All-Star weekend. Everybody coming out, showing their faces, going to this party, going to that party. You know, and then when the actual game comes about, it's just all about showing out. And, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be no defense play till the last 8 minutes of the game. And that's what we got. And it just so happens that the Eastern Conference was just a little bit better than the Western Conference. And I guess the East Conference just got tired of losing to them boys because they lost the last three. So you saw how LeBron stepped up his game. And what's up with your boy Kyrie Irving? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Swervin' Irving to win the MVP of the All-Star break? You know what I mean? Now, what does it mean, Elvig? I'm going to let you tell me. I know that style. Woo, look at that. Two more numbers in that style just popped up real quick. So I know they out there checking us out. Cleveland, we'll get to you in a minute. Will, I know what you want to do. But I'm just saying, Elvig, what was your thoughts about? I say overall it was cool. I just needed more in the slam dunk competition, like a real winner, not just the fans voting. To tell us who the winner is. I can eyeball and tell myself who I think won the slam dunk. But I mean, what was your thoughts, Pippen? Did you enjoy the All-Star weekend, or was it just shouldn't have even been had All-Star weekend?
Well, I think it was, you know, something that I really couldn't get into because of the situation. The thing that hit me was I loved the three-point contest more than anything. Because let's just face it, you got guys facing off and being on a team. That is not what you pay your money for to come see at a dunk contest. I like the head-to-head, but then once you start eliminating people with the head-to-head, now let those last three guys go at it. I didn't think it was a good thing for the NBA. Kept us in suspense. It was worse than the 17-18 misses by Nate Robinson. Very terrible. I did not like how that ended up. But I tell you what, barring injury, if those two guys stay healthy, they showed me something. It could be something brewing down there in Washington as well, up in Toronto with Mr. Ross and Mr. DeRosa. So the league is going young now. You see these guys, John Wall, performing. You see Kyrie Irving getting MVP of the game. Congratulations to Kyrie with 14 assists as well. So I don't know why they're hurting like that, but like they always say in the streets, who is he going to pass it to? I guess we can lace him up and maybe help him out, huh, up there in Cleveland. So I guess it's like an Iverson situation where I guess if he gets some players around him, maybe he'll perform better. So I don't know, but the rookie All-Star game, that game was pretty good, where the Tim Hardaway Jr. Did his thing, but he didn't get MVP. I told you about that kid, Andre Drummond. Told you he wanted to show out against the hometown boy, Anthony Davis. So, and yesterday, let's be honest, I think that might have been the first time in a long time, I didn't see anybody. I mean, anybody play real defense. I mean, even in the end, I didn't see guys playing defense like you usually do. But it was very entertaining. So I give it the whole weekend. I give it about a B, but it could have been a little bit better, man. I just didn't like how that All-Star that dunk contest went down. But you know. But let me ask you this, Ro. Thursday is the trade deadline.
Teams are jockeying. It's 30 games left in the season for everybody. What do you think, man? Who do you think's hot? Who do you think's not? Carmelo Anthony has seemed to say to the world that he knows for sure he's not being traded. But like they say in the street.
Oh, that ain't what I heard.
Everybody's tradable.
That ain't what he said. He said he was willing to take a pay cut, but he going to test the market. He didn't say he was going to stay. Don't you be trying to say he goes stay. He ain't saying he getting the hell out of New York. He nobody wants to be in New York.
I didn't say stay. I didn't say stay. I said that he said he's definitely not getting traded. I didn't say at the end of the season he would not test the market. I'm saying from what my snitches in the street told me that he will not be ready. He will not be traded. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, you better get it right, because I just know this. If the New York Knicks don't make a move by Thursday, they ain't going to be empty-handed, El Boogie. I'm so sorry to talk about the team like this. But they going to end up empty-handed if they can't get it together. So I hope your Knicks are ready to do what they need to do, because y'all need somebody down there, even though everybody is getting healthy and Amari looking like an Amari of a 2008, you know what I mean? But I'm just telling you this right here, L Boogie. I really do believe Kevin Love is going to be somebody who's going to get traded. They're keeping it undercover right now, but I can definitely tell you this. If anybody is going to be smart, it better be the Minnesota Timberwolves, because they could get a lot for that guy right now. You know what I mean? He's a top guy. He's one of those guys, you know, going to deliver every night. And, you know, everybody keep talking about Blake Griffin. But I don't know about Blake. I think Blake is finding his way in the Clippers organization and really getting a hang of this thing. So I don't think Blake Griffin is really going anywhere. But I really do believe Kevin Love may be on the move. You know, a lot of people knock me for this, but I think my dude Stucky from the Detroit Pistons need to get on the move, man. This guy right here is showing that he's a quality point guard that can help lead your team. Even though he's playing in Detroit, he's still that type of guy who can help a team succeed. So, I mean, anything can happen, like you said earlier, man. Anybody can be traded. Everybody's trade bait. It's a business. But if you are the New York Knicks, you got to get something in return for Carmelo. Because it's not like a lot of people want to just come to New York right now and be in that great city called the Big Apple that has the biggest market. Well, what's going on? Nobody wants to be in New York. Nobody wants to be a Knickerbocker. Isn't this the greatest arena to ever play in? I just don't get it, L Boogie. Nobody wants to play with Melo. Is he too soft? You call it Marshmello already. Is he too soft? Nobody wants to come to New York. I can't believe that.
Who wants to play with Raymond Fat Felton? Who wants to play with that guy? Sorry, Ray, but you got to get in shape. And I'm going to say this, no knock on Chris Webber. He's one of those guys like a Chris Webber guy where you would get there and get to the playoffs, but you're just not going to win it with Carmelo. You're just not. It's going to be tough. But let me say this. Let me get on the winners of what happened this weekend. The skills champion, Damian Lillard, and Trey Burke, you said they were going to win that, bro. The three-point contest, Marco Bellinelli. Woo! He beat out Bradley Beal. I think that was the best thing over on Saturday. He had 24. Bradley had 19 in the final round.
I would agree to that because Bradley Beal did pull off some superstar quality type of shooting. He hitting, what, six out of the last, you know, six buckets or even – you know, have an opportunity, you know, great job with the, you know, having a whole rack of money balls. I think that played a major factor too. So, but big ups to Bradley Beal and Marco Bellinelli, but more so to Bradley Beal for doing what he did to even make it go an extra round in order for Marco Bellinelli to pull off. But that was cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was hot. And then, like I said, you know, the team, we're just going to say a team each with John Wall, Terrence Ross, and Paul George, they won it. But like you said, the fans voted Mr. Wall as the champion.
and the legends, Chris Paul, Dominique Wilkins, and Swin Cash. But the All-Star game, like you said, the East one, let me break down some records for you, Ro. Records. You had KD, you know what I'm saying, Blake Griffin. They had, Blake Griffin had 38 points each. Carmelo Anthony, he had 8 threes. That was a record. He had 30 points. LeBron James, 22, 7, and 7. Chris Paul, 11 points, 13 assists. And listen to this. 318 points. That superseded the 303 points in 1987. 163 points by one team. That superseded the mark in 2003. 33-pointers combined. 30 out of 100. That was a record. Wow. It was big, man. And 16 of them by the East out of 30. Are you kidding me? And Carmelo banging his temple. I hope you bang your head so you can learn how to think, man. We need you. Are we going to make the playoffs while you up there making threes for the East? Save some of that for the regular season. We need you. You owe. You like Pookie in New Jack City. You owe Melo. You always want to come to New York and talk about I want to play for the Knicks, my dream. But don't make it a wet dream, man, that when your mother busts in the room and it don't happen. The streets, man. You got me feeling some type of way on the anniversary, Melo. There's 30 games left, and Thursday, oh, man, I'm making some calls. What you going to do?
Melo, you shouldn't have done it. Now you done opened up a can of worms, and now all we going to hear for the next 30 games?
You owe, Melo.
So you better get it right. Y'all down about 8. You in 10th place. Come on, Melo. Don't let us down. Keep that elbow in check. Get Amare in the game. He been playing hard. Come on now, New York.
And everybody's going to be talking about, yeah, Kyrie Swerving Irving, MVP. So what? Do it in the regular season. Man, we about to go to the commercial. It's President's Day. You in the asylum with T-Roe, L Boogie, Juelz, and G. Oh, and we just got blessed in the studio on our birthday. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's the street.
I'm a crude oil that's black as my nigga boo. It's really a death storm, that's worth of my nigga clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way from Savannah.
Black history. history. No president ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then he put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes that's tripping. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22-inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of people just riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top of me, the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on a $5,000 bill.
Happy birthday to the president. It's his day. And to us. Hey, yo, Ro, how you feel, man, being 1 year old today, man?
I feel good about the streets. I feel good. Sorry, I have to feel that real quick. My bad. Feeling good, baby.
Man, did you hear about your boy, man, Ray Rice? Him and his girlfriend down in Atlantic City, they jiggling. They jugging. They get into an altercation, man, with themselves. They put both of them in jail, man. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Neither one of them can handle their liquor, man. What's going on?
Now, you know when you in the casino, it's 100,000 cameras checking you out, man. They already see the fight before you even start fighting. So they go, and they took both of their ass to jail. Boy, that's the bad news for the Baltimore Ravens, boy. It's kind of sad because, you know, Ray Rice ain't that type of dude, man. He don't portray himself like that. He must have thought he had his helmet on. She must have said something crazy. You know, your mama suck. He must have said, I'll run you over.
She probably was like, I'm taller than you. That's how she insulted him. He said, I'm taller than you. And he probably just went off on her, man.
He took it personal.
He took it so personal. She probably said, let's line up. I can nut crack with you. Oh, man.
Hey, man, don't disrespect my talk like that. Hey, man, but, yeah, you know, down there in Atlantic City, man, you know, they just say, hey, man, both of y'all going to jail. We don't give a damn who said what. We saw you on the camera. Don't make us pull it up. Both of y'all ass going to jail. On some other football news, on some, did I do that or did just, boy, what the hell is wrong with you? You hear about your boy Ed Reed.
What's wrong with Ed, man?
Ed Reed. So you know all the All-Star festivities was happening in New Orleans. You know he from New Orleans and all that good stuff. But he got a house in Houston, so he was trying to get ready Wednesday. Went to the bank and got a $50,000 withdrawal. You know, that ain't nothing. He a football player. He can do that. $50,000 at the one bank, huh? So he decided $50,000 ain't enough. Why don't I just get $100,000? So instead of going back into the bank where he was already at, he take the $50,000, put it in the passenger seat, go to another bank, walk in the other bank, make another $50,000 withdrawal, come back to the car. You know what happened to that money that was sitting in the passenger seat. Somebody that has stolen $50,000 right out the passenger seat. And, you know, he had to report it being stolen. But what's going on? Two $50,000 withdrawals? You know, they're from two different banks? I ain't going to say that's what you get, but you big dummy, like L Boogie would say. You can't be leaving $50,000 in the front seat. I wonder if it was a convertible. You know what I'm saying? So he went to the All-Star festivities in New Orleans, but, you know, he was $50,000 lighter. I wonder if they're going to give his buddy back.
Guess what they're going to do? They're going to say, drinks complimentary to Ed Reed.
I'm buying the bar out tonight.
Whoever brought the bar out and said complimentary on Ed Reed, man, you know who that is. So are they giving the money back? Hell no. Are you kidding me? It was their birthday early. And listen to this. How that $50,000 sitting there and let me walk past?
I probably would have did the same damn thing. Straight. Hell, what was I at? I'm from Texas. I wasn't in Houston at the time. What the?
Oh, Ed Reed, man, I don't understand what was going on that one. Yeah, and on a lighter, on a better note, with Baltimore, they just signed Terrell Suggs to a 4-year extension, $16 million guaranteed, $21 million over 3 years. What do you think about that move?
Woo-wee. Hey, yo, Suggs, big brother. You know, we rocked it with Suggs when he was at ASU, but hey, Suggs, can I borrow $100? I ain't talking about $100. $100. You got it. You good. Congratulations to you, Terrell Suggs, man. I think you really deserve it. You one of the top defensive players in this league, man, and you make that shield stand up for what it is. And I love the way you go at Skip. That's my dog right there. He go at Skip hard. You know what I'm saying? He ain't worried about Stephen A. Him and Stephen A. brothers, you know what I'm saying? So he give it to Skip all day long, but I think that's a good move for the Baltimore Ravens. And don't you know, even though with all that being said, they still save money, like $4 million up under the cap. You know what I'm saying, for the organization. So, I mean, sometimes getting paid is good for not just the player, but it's also good for the organization as well. You know what I mean? So big ups to Terrell Suggs, ex-Sun Devil in the house, making that bread. He worth it. He'll be back in the playoffs. It ain't no thing.
Ball so hard. He comes from the University of Ball So Hard. Man. But before we continue on the topics, man, let's get to the asylum and see if, you know what I mean, if anybody got something to say about this weekend or what's on their mind, man. Who you got coming in, bro? Oh, we got D-Mac. D-Mac, what's the deal, baby? How was your weekend? Happy President's Day.
Happy
oh, man, celebrating, you know what I mean,
man.
1 year today.
Exactly. Happy anniversary.
Man, appreciate it, D-Mac. This your big brother, T-Ro, man. You know, man, we had to go to you, man, because we already know, man, that if it wasn't for people like you who keep the asylum jumping, man, even though you got situations going on the other side of things, man, you keep us hot and you keep the asylum flowing, man. That's why we love you, big brother. How's everything going this evening?
Everything is good, man. Sitting back, chilling with the family, man. Tuning in to my big brothers, man. Celebrating y'all year anniversary with y'all, man. You know I'm always tuning in. The show is hot, man. I'm proud of you guys. Keep up the good work.
Oh, man, you know how we get down, man. El Boogie keep pushing through, you know what I'm saying, these winter storms. So we're going to keep on pushing like we know how. Now, let me ask you this, big brother D-Mac. How did you enjoy the All-Star weekend this weekend, the whole three-day event?
Man, I mean, the best part of it to me was the three-point contest. And when, I don't know if you guys seen when Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and all them had their little challenge and Shaq and them. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the, that was real funny to me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't impressed with the dunk contest, man. I think the last time the dunk contest really been something was, you know, when Vince Carter was in it. Ever since then, man, it's like a big circus now. The All-Star game, I mean, it was cool, but, and I mean, I fell asleep. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know Kyrie won MVP until I woke up this morning and turned on ESPN because, I mean, all they was doing was just going down, dunking, shooting three-pointers, really no defense in the game. So I wasn't that impressed. I give it a C. I wasn't impressed at all. I fell asleep.
I'm like you, big brother D-Mac. I did get a kick out of seeing Kenny, Charles, Ernie, Shaq, you know, go at it in their little event that they had going on. And you know what's funny? I never thought that I used to take Ernie as a joke, you know what I'm saying, just as an announcer or as a TV guy. But Ernie really got the game, man. You see Ernie was taking that shit serious.
And he got a little polish to him too, man. It seemed like since all these years he's been around all these different cats and them and Barkley and Kenny and all them, man, he got a little swag to him, man. He got a little swag to him.
Yeah, Ernie got a little chocolate in it somewhere. I don't know how far it run down the line, but Ernie is a fool, man, and I enjoyed that. I also enjoyed Big Brother D-Max speaking of, you know, Ernie and other guys, just announcers, when they were making that decision about, you know, you had to choose whether it's Sofa or if it was Sager. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some of the jackets that close TV work. I couldn't even tell if it was a sofa or if it was really my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let me ask you this, D-Mac.
Yes,
going into the second half of the season, what are you expecting?
I don't think that it's going to really be no big trades. You know what I'm saying? I think the trade deadline coming up, somebody get that guy, man. They gonna make a come up, man. I don't think Minnesota gonna get rid of him. I don't think there's gonna be nobody going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? The second half of the season, I think it's gonna be the same. I mean, I definitely would love the Knicks to make a big push and get in that eighth spot. You know what I'm saying? I think if they can get in that eighth spot, they'd be able to make a little bit of noise because, I mean, Melo is having a good season, but I really don't see no shakeup. And nothing. You know, I don't think Kobe need to come back. Derrick Rose don't need to come back. I mean, to me, it's between San Antonio, OKC, Indiana, and Miami. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think LeBron is going to stick his game up. You know what I'm saying? And it's just going to be the LeBron James, Kevin Durant show, I think, for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's going to be a tight race. I don't know if L. Boogie feel that way because, you know, he be flip-flopping on his flapjacks, man. I don't know what kind of money
he doing. He doing. See, one minute he here and one minute he there. You know, tell him to make the controversy, man. They be stirring it up, man.
You already know, man. I just keep it on a street perspective, man. I just can't say what everybody else is going to say. You already know, man. That's
bro,
how it's going to be. Everybody
baby.
Going one way, I'm slowing up going another way, baby.
Hey, I got to send a happy birthday shout-out, man, to my favorite basketball player of all time, man, Michael Jordan turned 51 today. Shouts out to you, MJ. Happy birthday.
Yeah, man, we want to give a big shout-out to MJ, too, man. Last weekend, he had them twins, you know what I'm saying, his new wife. So big shout-out to Michael Jeffrey Jordan, you know, the greatest of all time in that NBA game thing, you know. Yeah, man, Mike just got some big things jumping off, man, in the month of February, huh? Got
like,
his memorabilia
off
with everything.
And did y'all see the open court thing they had, like talking about Dunk, they had Dr. J on there and Tracy McGrady and them. Did you guys get a chance to check that out this weekend?
Absolutely. You know, we was tuned in. We couldn't miss none of the NBA All-Stars festivities and what they were talking about. I really got a kick out of how Dominique said, you know, it was just one take, man, with us. We ain't have to go through two, three different dunks. It was just one take. Nobody practiced the dunk. We just came in and say, hey, this is what it's going to be. Take it or leave it.
one thing I wanted to ask you on Ed Boogie today, man, and just to get y'all opinion on, and something they was talking about on there, I want to hear what my big brothers got to say about this. They were saying that a lot of these players now, like LeBron James, and people don't get in the dunk contest now because everything is a brand. And, you know, when I was hearing that, I kind of was like, you know what? It kind of is about that with them. It's not about the fans. It's about they don't want to lose, about their brand and people liking them. And, you know, y'all said y'all tuned into it. So, you know, that's the last thing for me, fellas. I just want to hear, you know, y'all comments. What do y'all think about that with, you know, cats like LeBron and these new guys not getting into it and really showing out for the fans like they used to back in the day during our era?
I'm going to say this because I know L. Boogie. I know he going to probably fly off the handle with it. But I'm going to say this. It is because that he's scared. LeBron's scared to lose. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's been 10 years, T Mac. I ain't that man. Look, the dude is great. He should be every great guy. Even if you wasn't so great, got to slam dunk competition. At least,
yes.
I mean, come on, man. Get in the 3-point competition. Get in the skill. Do something other than just showing up with your big ass, coming on the court, acting all fly, dunking on everybody. I know you can do that. All the ducks you doing at All-Star Game, I need you in the dunk competition. Because the dunk competition is getting weak. They put you in it, LeBron, and you, excuse me, you put yourself in the dunk competition, and things will change. We'll go back to normal instead of having this East versus West and all this whole other bullshit.
So you do think, that he's scared to lose and he's scared to hurt his brand. You agree?
Well, the thing about it is that the difference between LeBron James and Michael Jordan and Dr. J and Magic Johnson, those guys, LeBron James had his brand already in high school. So he signed a multi-million dollar deal with Nike. Let me finish. He signed that before he got to the league. So his brand was already made. Michael Jordan was just beginning. Dominique Wilkins just beginning. So them getting into those dunk contests, that was building the brand instead of it already being made back between now and then. So that's the difference between guys not want to hurt their brand. Blake Griffin, once his Hyundai brand and once his Jordan shoe, after he jumped over the car, it was over with. He never had to get back into the dunk contest again.
Okay.
So his brand wasn't made yet. So you got to look at, you know, the business
that
point.
Is he made? He had a brand. We were talking about this dude before.
What about the fans, man? What about All-Star Weekend being for the fans? And, you know, I mean, what about that? You know, everybody would love to see LeBron. In the last several years, he would have won. He probably would have won a couple dunk contests with the guys that they be having in it.
The thing about it is that it's for the fans, but guess what? There's only about 10,000 people that come to see the dunk contest. The game is sold out.
They need to do away with it.
Even when
we're seeing the same dunks over and over again, it's turned into a big circus. Skill competition, rookie game, the game, 3-point contest, and that's it. Because I felt that new thing with the East and the West going against each other. Okay, once they did that, I wanted to see what else Wall had. You know what I'm saying? He did one dunk. That's it. I mean, they did their little freestyle stuff. I just needed to see more, Air Boogie. I needed to see more. And I didn't see that.
And you have to remember, the game is moved past rivalries. Everybody's cool with everybody. The game is all about team and building and things like that. Just look at it. Guys kick it or, you know, say what's up before the game. You heard Kobe Bryant. When they were coming up, Michael Jordan, we wasn't cool when game time was going on. Guys was going at it. They act like they weren't friends once the ball was thrown up. So it's a different day and age. So guys aren't tripping about competing against each other in a dunk contest.
Boogie. What about your boy? You told me that D Wade wasn't gonna play in the All Star game, but hey, I guess you was wrong. He played in that though, but he can't play in the regular season. You told me. I remember you were like, oh no, he ain't gonna play.
Yeah, I did say that. He played as much as 7 minutes, but he did play. You right.
And he shouldn't have played, man. He shouldn't have played. But,
well, like they always say, they're doing it for the fans. They're doing it for the fans.
Fellas, I know y'all got to get somebody else in here in the asylum, man, but I love y'all. Happy anniversary. I'll be tuning in Friday. I'm listening tonight. Y'all guys hot, man. Just keep dreaming big, man. And, you know, y'all, hey, we're going to be watching y'all on the tube next.
And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
We about to go to the commercial. When we come back, we see you, Chef. Man, they all over the world, man. We done got emails from people in Australia, over in Germany. They listening to us. We worldwide. We in the streets. Every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Get with us. If you missed the show, podcast is on blogtalkradio.com. Don't miss us. Alfredo, I see you, baby. You get extra credit. We in the street. Let's go.
Puff, Buff, and B.I.G. Clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, and a lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just tie it red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool.
Streets. We'll be back. There's a lot going on.
That's one of our favorite songs of the year, boy. You know, when it first came out, boy, you know, we like that singing shit. Ow! Be singing. That's what I'm talking about right there, boy.
Oh, Miguel, if he ain't jumping over breaking a broad neck, I'm trying to jump on the stage. Let me adore you.
Street.
Oh, man, we going live, man. It was a great weekend. We learned a lot. Your boy Ray Rice got into a physical, simple assault with his fiance in Atlantic City in a casino. You know, Ed Reed goes into the bank, withdraws $50,000, goes into another bank to get another $50,000. But guess what he did? He left the first 50 on the passenger seat. Man, you know you in the streets and they smell the money. Come on. Speaking of money, big shout out, man, to Phoenix Home, man, Terrell Suggs. He got an extension, $21 million over 3 years, 16 of it guaranteed. Oh, and he saved the Ravens $4 million. Big shout out to Kyrie Irving, MVP of the 63rd. NBA All-Star Game, Cleveland Cavalier, big up to you. A lot of records set. What do you think about it? A lot of people did not like how the dunk contest had panned out. So, you know, whatever you think. Oh, big shout-out, Winter Olympics. Merle Davis and Charlie White wins the gold medal in the ice dance. First Americans to win the gold.
Hold on, L Boogie. Hold on. I got to stand up. And I got a clap. Can you hear me clapping? Because I got a clap. Did you hear what you just said? The first Americans ever to win a gold in that particular event. That's big shit, man. That's big news, man. I give it up for the Americans, man.
No!
Yeah, we needed that, man. And, you know, 17 years. That one team has been together. 17 years and you ain't won a gold yet. But they broke it down today. Had that perfect, you know, that perfect routine. Big ups to you, Americans getting your first medal. Hey, El Boogie, can you tell me what's going on with the medal count so far?
The medal count so far, Russia a lot and everybody else a little. No, I'm just playing. USA has 18 total. Norway, 15. Canada, 15. Germany, 13. Sweden, 9. Switzerland and Australia with 8. So there you have it. And everybody else, you know, pans out with 1, 2, and things like that. So it's not too many events at the Winter Olympics. You know, I think their Olympics only last maybe 2 weeks, where the Summer Olympics lasts a month.
A long time.
So you might be over, and your event might not start for a week, and you're just over in that country just chilling. You're working out and training, but you're exploring, and you're looking, and you don't even, you know, play or do your event for maybe after the first 4 days of the Olympics. So, man, big shout-out. But before we get to college basketball or our next call, I'm sorry. Chef, we about to get to you, but let me say this. Once again, Syracuse, my guys, we escaped once again like Houdini on the last second shot. Man, I need us to lose, man. I know that sounds crazy, but we got to get it out the way, man. I can't lose in a tournament, in the first round, second game. Come on, man. Let's get it out the way. We keep finding ways to win. I love it, but it's a gift and a curse, man. This college basketball is frenzy, man. Before we get to the next caller, Chef, let me run down the top 10 in NCAA basketball. Syracuse won. Florida, they went up into Kentucky and told them to look at their faces and knocked off, you know, Kentucky, they number 2. Wichita State, they keep winning. They 27-0. They 3. Arizona, they got knocked up here in Tempe by Arizona State, 69-66, in 2 overtime. They 23-2. They number 4. Duke, what a game. What a game. Duke against Maryland. They've ended up Maryland. Last second shot and lost it. So Duke is 5, San Diego State 6, Cincinnati. They're quietly 23-3 at 7. Kansas is 8, 19-6. And I keep telling everybody, watch Villanova, my man Jay Wright, the best dressed coach in the NCAA basketball. They're 9 in St. Louis. The Lou. Big up to the Lou. They cracked the top 10. They're 23-2. And I was just talking to somebody the other day in the streets, and we're talking about it's coming that time where the season's about to be over in about 2 weeks, conference tournament. I mean, when you really look at it, it's what it is, a coin toss. You got mid-majors now that are in the top 25 that are pushing. You don't know what is going on. So it's very interesting, very interesting. You got guys you never heard of that's playing real well. So, bro, tell me what's your opinion so far as we in this college. You know, after the All-Star break now, everybody focuses on the end of the season in college basketball. So what's your thought?
I'm going to ride your coattail on this one about your boys accusing that being number one. You know, but at the same time, you know, you just – if you can find ways to win at the end, that helps you big time. But in the NCAA tournament, no such thing as a second game. And, you know, they had the long bomb shot against Pittsburgh, and then they were able to, you know, get that layup or, you know, right, a close shot against NC State to win the other day. So it's getting real tight, you know, but at the same time, you know, Pittsburgh, who had that opportunity to beat Syracuse, they drop out of the top 25 because they lose another one to North Carolina 75-71. And then you have Nebraska go up to Michigan State and knock off Michigan State. And then last night, did you see what your boy Doug McDermott did for Creighton? I mean, man, this dude right here moving up the list had 39 last night, then passed Larry Bird on the, you know, the scoring list for NCAA. So big ups to teams like that that are doing big things. And then you have teams like Wisconsin who were ranked so high at the beginning of the season just to be, you know, down a little bit. But they beat Michigan. They go to Michigan and beat Michigan. So, I mean, boy, when this tournament starts, not just the conference tournament is going to be tough, but, boy, this bracket is going to be big time. And let me tell you this, L Boogie, we better fill out about 50 of these NCAA tournament brackets because I got a word from one of my snitches on the street that your boy Warren Buffett, the billionaire Warren Buffett, he said he giving $1 million out to anybody who has the perfect bracket. You hear me? Perfect bracket. You got the perfect bracket, you get $1 million from your boy Warren Buffett, straight up.
You own it in the streets. You better get it together, get you some dough. 50-50 brackets get you $1 million.
You got to get it right, you know what I'm saying? You got more than, man, come on, man. You mean tell me you can't get it out of 64? I'll fill out 64. However many teams there is, I have 18 women. I won't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 64 different names, 64 different addresses. It's the streets. You got to put it together, man. Because you can't just send it in just, you know, your name on every one. I don't think he's going to let you do that, will he?
Bullshit. I don't care what his rules are. I bet you I'd team roll on every last one of them. One of them got to work.
Streets.
You can't tell me how many lottery tickets I can buy to win $400 million on tomorrow. Damn. I need to get my ticket. I got 8 minutes. Wife got to go get that ticket, man. We got to get that ticket, man. $400 million, man. Powerball. We winning that tonight.
Sponsored by the Lotto. Man, we in the streets. Hey, yo, Ro, can we go to the chef right quick, man?
Man, you know, we can always go to the chef, man. One of our most dedicated callers, man, who always call in and check good with us, man. And, you know, since he's been on the show with us, man, we done seen this dude not only help us, but help himself. You know what I'm saying? Opening up a restaurant. I hope that being, you know, a guest on the show has really opened up, you know, big things for other people around the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to the chef and doing what he does because, you know, he always tell us we are inspiration, but, man, you the inspiration. You know what I'm saying? So we 1 year in, and, man, big time chef. What's the deal, baby?
Man, what's up, players? 1 year anniversary. The streets talking, all-star weekend, college frenzy. Man, y'all know what's going on. A lot of infidelity this weekend. I've been seeing it, ladies and gentlemen. You know? We in the streets. We ain't going to do no shortcuts. Y'all got snitches. I got snitches, too, but I got paparazzi. And my paparazzi aggressive. You ain't even got to be a celebrity.
Oh, man.
Let me
ask you this, Chef. What do you rate the All-Star weekend? How did that come, you know what I mean, to your liking?
Man, the All-Star game, man. Man, I don't know, man. Look, I feel so, listen, you know, first off, L Boogie, you know, I'm going to keep it so authentic with the streets, man. You know, man, yesterday was my first time tuning into an All-Star weekend since 2005. You know, due to the point of me being incarcerated and not being able to see the dunk contest and just seeing previews all over the wall, like, you know, I feel so disrespected because we had some great dunkers that if they were to show 69 dunks like they usually do, it would have been an all-star performance. Man, I just ain't to it. Like, listen, no more Pro Bowl, no more all-star games. Flat out.
Wow. No more Pro Bowls, no more all-star games. It's too watered down. Everybody's too friendly.
Man, you see in baseball, they ain't letting no home. Hey, listen, man, baseball ain't on it. Baseball, they going to get them balls. They get you out. If you thinking about you about to take second all the way home, they at your neck. Come on, man. I just don't understand it. Like, it just take the
fun. You know, in baseball, they have the contingent. Whoever wins that game, whoever goes to the World Series, they get home field advantage. So they have something to play for.
Well, they need to put some type of stipulations in basketball then, because, like, the All-Star game was cool, you know. The All-Star game was cool, but, like, and the celebrity game was cool. But everything else, man, I just ain't a fan. It's just boring. How y'all?
Yeah, I agree with you, Chef. You know, everything, like, except for the three-point contest where Bradley Beal actually made it interesting by, you know, hitting the last 5-6 shots that he had to hit to even make it competitive against Marco Bellinelli. It was just, that was the only thing, you know, and like what me and D-Mac were talking about earlier was about the, you know, where TNT had their little challenge between Kenny, Ernie, Shaq, and Charles. You know, that was pretty funny. You know, that was entertaining seeing these guys try to hit a baseball in a baseball cage and, you know, put 10 shots to see who can be the best out of 10. Kick a soccer ball. You would think kicking a soccer ball was easy. These fools, it was crazy to see them fools doing what they were doing. That was the only exciting thing. But we already know what the All-Star game is all about. These guys nowadays are just showboating. I'm disappointed that KD and you know, LeBron didn't really go head-to-head like we saw Kobe and LeBron go head-to-head a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? That was the only disappointing thing that I got out of the All-Star game.
Man, I just, you know, and to be honest, you know, Kyrie did his thing. You know, listen, if we go back to this show on Friday, you heard I said, man, you know I want to pick Kyrie, but Carmelo going to take it. I said Carmelo for a reason. And he, you know, I just saying, it's just not exciting. It's just not exciting to me. You know, the first half was cool. It's just not exciting. It's just, no, man. If you down there, listen, man, the whole concept of going to an all-star game now is the scenery. Like, it ain't the game itself. You see what I'm saying? Like, Saturday night used to light up like Christmas time. Everybody excited. Man, I just don't understand. I mean, that gave me a headache. I don't know.
I don't think guys were hungry enough. I looked at Paul George, and he was just so cool. I wanted to call him Cadillac. He was so smooth and cool out there. I mean, come on, Paul.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
What do you think about Ray Rice, and what do you think about the college game over the weekend? What do you think about that?
Ooh, Ray Rice, man. Wow. Hey, Ray Rice, if you stop beating on women and keep it all on the field, man, you would have had a more productive season. See, listen, that's what's going on, man. These dudes getting a little bit too feminine. You can't be beating no female up in Atlantic City. You probably be down there enjoying yourself. You can't do that, man. You're making your stuff look bad. You're making your stock go down. If it's about the money and the Hall of Fame, don't, man, oh my. You 5'9". You see what I'm saying?
I told the streets that maybe she told him she was taller than him and he got upset.
And he wanted to work. man, I don't know, man. I ain't into that. You know what I'm saying? The snitches be everywhere. You can't just prosper that way. But the college basketballs, that Memphis, who was it? Memphis and who? It was Memphis and,
in Connecticut.
Yes, man. That was real aggressive. That was aggressive to that overtime. It was aggressive. It was very exciting. Shabazz and the pair, he put on a nice performance. Yeah, it was cool. Kentucky, Florida. The man's they clap. Wow. Creighton. Wow. Nebraska. Wow. Who seen that coming, man? Yes, man, the streets is talking. And I was just so puzzled and so ecstatic of what was going on. I thought it was March Madness. Man, this weekend looks like March Madness.
Absolutely.
It's getting excited because this NBA, I mean, look, the NBA not going to get excited until April, flat out. You know, like, teams, like, I want to see what this going to happen. Like, D-Mac just said, he don't think no big-time trade going to come on. But I'm going to tell y'all a team that might be moving in the right direction. I want y'all to pay attention to them Phoenix Suns. Because let's be honest, they is one man away. If they can find a way to put off Kevin Love, they're going to be real deadly. They're going to be deadly. Woo!
And see, the bad thing that happened with Phoenix was Eric Bledsoe getting hurt.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
That put a kind of like a hole in their tires. So they're riding on three tires. They need a spare.
But
you know
I'll
what?
Tell you what. Let me say this real quick, Chef. That might be a blessing at the same time that Bledsoe went down right now. Because we have seen an emerging Goran Dragic, who is the backup point guard, to making this thing go. And then they went out and got your boy Leandro Barbosa, which also helps out in that rotation as far as points being scored, with Channing Frye being in this little slump. Now you got the last 30 games coming up. I'm pretty sure you can find your way out of some of these slumps like great shooters do. Not saying that he's a great one, but he's a big man that can shoot. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you. I think that when they get Eric Bledsoe back, the last 30 games, the way Goran Dragic has been playing lately, who could have been an all-star just over the weekend, man, watch out for the Suns. I didn't really want to say nothing about the Suns and give them that much credit, but they're going to be something to deal with because they're going to be like a 6, 7, 8 seed, but they're going to be dangerous. That's one of the teams you're not going to want to see in the first round.
Hey, I've been waiting to hear this question all night, though, fellas, ladies in the asylum. Like, let's be honest, man. We see the type of award-winning performance that Deion Waiters put on, and on top of Kyrie. Can they find some way, and then going into a four-game winning streak, was it 3-4-game winning streak, can they find some way to get in tech with that locker room and find a way to play with each other and go off the adrenaline that's being pumped through right now? Because, man, they was two big names sworn through the airwaves of this previous weekend and then the last week as them being on a winning streak. Like, do the Cleveland Cavs really have something right now to go on to become a productive 8 or 7 seed?
Hell no. Because Deion Waiters go, Molly Wap, Kyrie Irving, one more time for us all said done. That locker room is mad. They better be lucky the All-Star break came up. They had to shine. They like, look at me. I'm cold, yeah. But guess what? When y'all got to meet up in the locker room, say, man, I wanted, you know, I did something good. They didn't give me the trophy. You
right,
ain't
you
nothing because you got the MVP of the All-Star game. I'm going to hit you in your other eye.
You a hater, T-Row, man. I can't, man.
I'm gonna say this. We might see something with Kyrie Irving passing it to LeBron James. Who knows? People are being optimistic about that. And lastly, I'm gonna say this. When you got guys like G and you got MBG guys, and you know what day your mom garbage go out on Tuesdays. Mine's on Wednesday. So, you know, they MBG nothing but garbage. When you got nothing but garbage, it's going to be tough. You know, but they got a nucleus with those two guys, and you get some other guys in free agency, and you might have something. If they don't make the playoffs, that's kind of like a good thing. Some can slip into their hands in the draft. But right now, when you don't have a big man, and you guys, you know, they playing buddy ball with him and with Tristan Thompson and Kyrie Irving. It could be tough. But what they need to get rid of, though, to be honest with you, Chef, their coach, they will not win anything with Mike Brown at the helm. I hate to say that. It's time for him to go. Did you see the East? And I'm going to say this, and I wanted to say this to you. And now you look at things. Look how the East bench was, all vibrant and jumping around. Look at the West. They looked at old over there. Mike Brown is an old-school coach. It's time to get young. You need a better coach than Mike Brown to school those young boys.
I agree. I was hiding that Dez. I was hiding that Dez, man. You want me to tell you what I told Dez? I told Dez, I think, to be honest, that if for some reason they can bring a veteran that has been there, as in Zeke Ilgasas, like bring him back in the locker room, because he played through the Darius Miles, the Ricky Davis, the LeBron James, the Shaquille O'Neal. Like, he was there. Like, they made things work.
Sean Kemp.
Yeah, like, he played through all the adversities, like the players that couldn't play with each other. Like, if bring him back, because he going to make, like, they should find a way for him to get inserted, because he know how, because he's been there before, to make things work. You see what I'm saying? It won't be too many egotistics in our locker room, because everybody thinks they the star. To be honest, and a silent killer is C.J. Miles. Let's just be honest. Like, come on, man. It's a way. Like, it got to be some type of method or some type of systematic that can make things work in this Cleveland Cavs locker room. Now, I ain't about to take up the whole show by that, but it's a way, man. I feel it's a way. So we're going to see, man. We're going to see in these upcoming weeks, man. What's going to happen with the Cleveland Cavs? Now, if they go on a serious run and they make things work and they keep their big man healthy, man, Cleveland Cavs and San Antonio Spurs are going to be in the super in the NBA championship. I said it first.
Oh, you had me. Listen, you had me all the way to the last four words of your sentence.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, man, L. Book. I'm a San Antonio fan. I don't care what nobody say. My boys might be hurt right now.
I know you're a Timmy D fan.
Man, you know I don't play no game. Timmy D, the best. Man, I ain't got to talk about it. You know what type of show we had on Friday. I ain't even about to go into that. Whoa. I had my snitches in the streets. The streets. And I seen T-Row, man, L. Meeks, man. I seen y'all, man, in that crowd in that Arizona State, in that Arizona game. I seen y'all.
Check us out. Did you see us?
I seen y'all, man.
Man, it was great, man, to be in the atmosphere like that. It was so loud, man. It made me want to shed a tear. It made me want to just, man, coach, let me dress up just for like 2 minutes, man.
I damn near missed my flight to N.O., man, messing around with that game, man. Good thing I had a good buddy pass.
Man, that game was exciting. Eric Gordon, you've been exposed. Eric Gordon, you've been exposed. I don't care what nobody say. I was there. I was looking. You've been exposed, man. You ain't as good as everybody project you to be. Come on, man. Big games like that in your hometown against a rival inside state rivalry, you take games over like that. You don't play no games. You take no prisoners, even your teammates. You go into a world of which you make people respect your solidified greatness. But as you just being mediocre on my Stephen A. Smith side, as you being mediocre and you sit up here and getting trumpet at the wrong time, that's what happens. You drop the ball, Aaron Gordon. I don't care, man. The streets is talking, man.
His boy, Aaron Gordon.
Yes, man. Hey, L Boogie, man. Listen, man. A couple minutes ago, you was talking about your Knicks, man. Now let me ask you a question. I'm just saying out of emphasis, man. What did they take? Bargelani. What's his name? Bargelani. That's his name.
Yes. Barnari. Barnari.
Yeah. Take him. And Iman Shumpert, ship him for Kevin Love. What would that put the New York Knicks in the East?
In the East, That will put us to fourth position.
A solid fourth position.
A solid four with those two guys, and you got two glass eaters with Kevin Love and Tyson Chandler, and Carmelo can move to that three spot and rebound. I mean, that'd be good for our defense.
So you're thinking that might happen? Because that's something that I read over this weekend. I read that on the internet. Like, I read that. I'm saying, would that work for y'all? Would that make y'all a dominant four seed? Like, are you sure that's – is you sure that's it, L? But I'm asking you. You a Knickerbocker fan. I'm asking
that's,
you.
That's not sure. You know what? You know why it's not sure? You know why it's not
Money.
Sure? Because we have a fat point guard. He eats at a taste of heaven. He eats too much at a taste of heaven.
Well, somebody, listen, man, I ain't going to lie, man. It's a lot of young point guards out there in that NBDL league, man, that development league, that could come in and make a change and keep Tim Hardaway coming in off that bench with JR. Like, yes, y'all might could make a force, man. Like, I don't know, El Boogie, man. Amari playing like he 2006 Phoenix Suns. I don't know, El Boogie. I got my eyebrow up, the people's eyebrow. I got it up, El Boogie. I believe the NBA about to shake up, man. A lot of people about to get switched around. I believe it. I believe the New Orleans Pelicans, they're going to make a big move, too. I read about that. The streets is talking, man, and they got till Thursday. So when Friday show come through and we on live in the streets and our snitches have worked it for the next 3 days, oh, my God, it's going to be frenzied. It's going to be crazy. We're going to really have something to talk about, the what if, the if, and the could have, and what should happen. Let's go, man. The streets is talking, man. The streets
hey,
is talking.
We appreciate you, boy. Oh, man. We love it.
Man,
and let the people know how they can get in touch with you, man. Where the spot at? Where the restaurant at? We need that, Chef.
Man. My Instagram name, first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen. Man, a taste of heaven. ATASTEOFHEAVEN _ Instagram name. Man, come to the city of Pittsburgh. Yes, the Steelers. Yes, come here and come out, man, and come get please, man. 714 Liberty Street, man. I got the streets talking, man. The greatest bakeries, the greatest pies, the most fantastic and amazing cakes. You want donuts? We got cops on call in there for donuts. They don't move. So y'all getting away because of me. Cream, what's that called? Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donut ain't got ish on me, man. Come and enjoy and tell a lot of friends. Because the streets is talking. And with that being said, L Boog and T-Row, I love y'all, and I'm going to tell some friends to tell some friends to tell their girlfriends, and they're going to tell their girlfriends, and I'm going to leave like this, because we touching the stars tonight, baby.
Chef got to take it to commercial. Hey, Pearl, we going to get after you, man. We going to get at you in the inside, and we see you right after the commercial, man. No doubt. One-year anniversary. President's Day. QLTG. T-Row. We always live, man. We not going to miss a day, man. Ever. Let's go.
It's been a minute since I've been in church. 27, can I spit a verse? Praying on the weak, I should set some flowers. I'm laying in the sheet, I'm well endowed. Time to get the money Steve Forbes got. I'm slowly climbing up the Leo spot. Net worth, nigga, hoes love to Google me. Heavy jewelry, swimming trunks on Laguna Beach. Condo on Park Ave, yeah. Mansion in Boca. 20 bedroom, my shit bigger than Oprah's. Dreams and nightmares, yeah, I'm still having those. Side effects for niggas living like animals. Tequila cup, take four, kingpin. Black bar, miss for niggas ain't seen shit. Obama fundraiser, all dope boys. Blow your candle out, soul on the sofa. Boys in the hood, niggas game ain't changed. How to make love when 18. Death to my enemies, tattoo all of my memories. Use the project ground for my assembly. I respect the tenants, don't step on my tennis. Follow chain of command, come play my lieutenant.
They ask me what I do and what do I do and how I come up with this shit.
Black
up in the studio.
Yeah. Woo!
When I die, bury me beside a billionaire. Before I die, bet I'm certified a billionaire. Met ball, grand interest like it's Al Capone. Cream mink, dragging down the carpet on my phone. Might see me on the campus at UCLA. Just bought a dorm, Mr. Combs, no student loans. Bugatti boy, driving like the car stolen. Put up with a white chick like Lamar Odom. Jay got the Nets, now I'm plotting on the
That's
Knicks.
Right. Huh.
Buy the team, bet 20 million on the championship.
Let's go, nigga.
Number one on Forbes list, you know it's bad,
you know it's bad boy.
Going places, travel agents, check the passport.
Check your passport.
King of diamonds and I threw 100 bands in. Me and Shorty on the yacht, the heart of South of France. I blew a mind.
Yeah.
She blowing mine.
Come on.
3 mil on the pinky. I'm why these niggas rhyme.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the
call a big booty. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it.
I'm in the kitchen. Jams
everywhere. Just made a
juice.
I got bands everywhere.
Damn.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag.
Extendo
clip.
Extendo
roll.
When
your girl leave me, she need a house alone. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. Pakistan, dope bum, dope bum, and I feel
bum.
See, nigga, I'm ballin', you in wheel car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the true style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama's crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. Me and Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Wow. Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my
oh.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty, nigga. It's our birthday. Zero Jewels and CML Boogie. What a show. All-Star Weekend. Everybody talking about that. College basketball at its finest is going down. The Olympics. Ray Rice. What are you doing? You big dummy. I haven't forgotten about you either, Dan Sharper. You're a Green Bay Packer. How could you do that?
Why? Oh, why?
Put a bottle in her champagne. She ain't even know it. Took it back to the house and, oh, my goodness, she ain't even know it.
Spike the rub.
Man, you got money, man. Everybody got a price, man. That's what they said in the street. You Dan Sharper. Street. It ain't like you, Steffi. It ain't like you sell Cassell, man.
No homo.
But for real, you ain't got to be paying for that. Come on, man. You ain't got to be doing that to nobody drinks, man. Allegedly. We're not saying you did it. But it's been a couple times now.
He in jail, damn it. He did it. He locked up. He did it. It's what you, come on, man. Allegedly, yeah, allegedly he did it, and that's why he locked up. And allegedly his ass behind bars. So, for a long time. Not just one. Not just one. Two? Come on, man. You guilty as hell.
When they say it's a bird, it's a bird. But, man, let me say this also. Kyrie Irving, Swerving Irving, that's the name I gave him. He looked sweet out there, man. I got to give him his ups. 31-14. Dunk contest. Three-point contest. The skills, the drills, the old, you know what I mean, the legend shootout. It was frenzy. You know what I mean? I hung out, went to the Kid Capri party. You know what I mean? You know how I do. I got to get Magic's joint up, you know. So, great weekend. Went and gambled, you know what I mean, a little bit, me and, you know, EB on the you know what I mean, on the yacht or whatnot. But we had a nice time. We had a nice time down there.
Now, let me ask you this. Since you was up front and center, up close personnel, you know what I mean, on assignment. Let me ask you this, man. Who got the better handles between the All-Star Game MVP, Kyrie Swerving Irving, or your boy Steph Curry? Because what I saw, I'm not going to put CP3 in that category because we all know where CP3 be going. But don't we talk about CP3 on another level. But as far as these young two studs, who got the better handles between the two? Because what I saw between, I saw Kyrie do some nasty things last night, but I saw Steph do some nasty things. He was just off 2-for-11 from three, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if he would have been on, Lord have mercy, it would have really been a blowout. But I just want to, who got the better handles? Kyrie Swerving Irving or your boy young Steph Curry?
When you walk that out, woo! Well, I'm going to say this. Kyrie Irving has the best handle. We know Chris Paul, you know, handle is superseded better than all those guys. That's, you know, we're not even going to put him in a category. But up and coming, what I saw, Kyrie Irving has that thing on the yo-yo. No disrespect to Steph. I think Steph has the best off the dribble handle jump shot. Like, I think that's what he has better than anyone. But just having it on the string and yo-yoing it and not looking and just, you know, so smooth with it, I got to go with Swerving. I got to go with Swerving. Pass-wise, left and right hand, Steph has it a little bit better. But you just want to just say handle, I got to go with Swerving Irving. You know what I mean?
Now, for me, I don't get to see Swerving Irving so much. You know, we catch him on the highlights or we catch him on,
you know, game night on NBA TV and things like that. And what I saw him doing last night, man, I mean, yo-yo, it's just not a yo-yo. When he gets in the air, he's not undecisive on what he's going to do as far as shooting the ball versus passing the ball. And how he had control of not only when he got to where he wanted to go, but just to finish the shot was amazing for me to see last night. And 31, man, it was quiet until the fourth quarter started, and then LeBron kind of had that, you know, we got a win factor in his, you can see it in his eyes, you know what I mean? So Kyrie was that guy who jumped on board and was like, I'm with you. And it was just exciting to see him do what he was doing. And I would have to agree with you 100% that, yeah, he's the better ball handler. But Steph just making passes, left hand, right hand, cross court, bounce pass, that's where Steph gets you because you get caught up with him shooting the ball. Yeah, Kyrie don't have that killer jumper just yet, but I can say this. Wherever Kyrie needs to get, he can get. Steph might back out or make a pass, you know, but Kyrie can get to wherever he wants to get to when he needs to. And I don't understand how he's not higher on the assist list. It makes me wonder, you know, what's really going on in the locker room for him not to have as many assists. How can you have 14 in an all-star game, but you can't average 10 for your squad? You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. So I'm eager to see what could happen in Cleveland now that you saw what Deion Waiters did in the you know, rookie sophomore challenge, and then what you saw Kyrie Irving do in the all-star game. Can the team around them pick it up and find a way to work off of their energy that they're going to be bringing to the table for the next 30 games and make a run? They can do that. I agree with you, Chef. I think they can make it and get to the playoffs. But, you know, the East, it just has two, like, terrific teams over there that you really – they like Lego blocks. That is Lego building that's been established for a long time. It ain't going to be easy just to climb over that Lego wall that Indiana and Miami have built over there. So good luck to you, Cleveland. I hope that the team around you can find momentum and work off the energy that – Kyrie and your boy Deion Waiters can bring back to the locker room after a great, great All-Star weekend.
Man, on that note, this is a guard that's in the asylum, man. My man, the Pearl. Is the Pearl still in the asylum, man? Let's get the Pearl in here, man.
Oh, you know what it is, man. The Pearl on live. What's up with the Pearl, Earl Elbow?
Pearl, what's the deal, man? Where you at?
What's
Where you
good?
Calling from?
Calling from the house, man. I'm in the land.
You in the land. Let me ask you this, Pearl. You're a young guy. How did you feel about the All-Star weekend? What was your take on it?
I'll give it like a – it was like an A minus. I love All-Star weekend this year. I really like it from top. I really don't like the way the dunk contest looking. To me, I think it should go back to the old days, you know, back when it was a real competition where they actually took pride in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, my dad, it was this little VCR. When I first got introduced to the game, it was he had this VCR called Dazzling Dunks and Basketball Bloopers. And I'm watching that, and I'm watching the dunk contest with Dominique and Jordan. Like, they really took pride in that. Like, Dominique was salty when he lost that dunk contest. Wasn't no dancing, wasn't no nothing. He was salty. You know, I'm watching it. He was mad. I'm like, that's the type of dunk contest I want to see. I don't, like, the dunks and all that was cool, but they was having just too much fun out there. I wanted to be real out there.
I'm with you, Pearl. This your boy T-Row also with the streets, man. Pearl, let me ask you this. It's a two-part question. Number one, why won't LeBron get in the slam dunk competition? And question number two, if he gets into the slam dunk competition, do you think they'll go back to the original scoring like they used to have with the 0 to 10 with the cards and things like that?
I think Brown won't get in it because when Brown was in it in high school, like Brown can just jump real high. But, like, when it comes to, like, having creativity in the air, he don't got it. So he know he's smart enough. LeBron makes smart decisions. He's a smart guy. If he could win that easily, he would have got up in there and won as many as he could. But LeBron knows, like, he just got the vertical. But when it comes to twisting and doing all that other stuff, he can't mess with them guys out there when it comes to that dunk contest mess. That's why he ain't, because he know once he lose, they going to get all over him. And that's exactly why he ain't do it. But if he do get in it, it's gonna bring the dunk contest back, because everybody going to want to beat LeBron. And LeBron going to know that he going to have to show up. That's when it's going to get real, for real.
That's what's up. So you saying that he just had a fear of losing, in a slam dunk competition. And that's where I was going with it. But at the same time, the things I see LeBron doing and just warm-ups and just having fun, man, I think this dude will be a killer in the All-Star game festivities, man. He would really make it a sellout and bring that Vince Carter anticipation back to the slam dunk competition. You know what I mean? Because we all know, you might be a young dude, Pearl, just going back from the 80s. Let's just say from the 80s until now in the present. Man, from what we've seen in past history, just watching, the old slam dunk competitions, it was real. One take, that was it. You might have had two because you missed. Well, I remember Mike missing his dunk when he tried to go from the free throw line the first time. He missed that one, but he made the second one. But the only thing I see, Pearl, this is what I see. I see LeBron taking off from the free throw line with that long right arm, with that wingspan of about 9.5 feet, and just, getting that picture like Mike gliding through the air with the feet kicking out. That's what I see LeBron, but he won't give it to me. And I'm upset. I need him to be in the dunk competition, man. He got to do it, man.
I don't know what's wrong with him. You right, though, because in the game, LeBron went the most amazing in-game dunkers. Like, you see that Oopie caught in the All-Star game when he twisted to the other hand and just rocked it like it was just that easy for him.
He rocked the cradle on that one and dunked it with the left?
Yeah, it was, oh, my God. He just, his in-game dunks is just crazy. Like, he just catch the oop, like the one on Christmas against the Lakers. When Norris just threw it, and he just came out of nowhere with it. Man, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Let me ask you this, Pearl. I know you watched the college game. What do you think about Syracuse? Can they, continue their run of being undefeated? And what do you think about these mid-majors? What are their chances in the tournament going into the end of the season?
Syracuse, when it comes to college, I don't trust college. I don't really trust college. Like, Syracuse is going to, if somebody can hit that three from far out, they got the long 2-3. They long on the 2-3. But once they run into that team who can hit that deep three and can crash that boards, they're going to lose. They're going to lose that game. But I like the way they play because I like C.J. Fair. I really like his game. I like him, and I like Tyler Ennis. I like them two all the way. But for real, when it comes down to college, I'm looking at four teams. I'm looking at Kansas to make some noise. If Jabari Parker can sometimes stop playing like he in the league and start playing some college ball, like I know he league ready right now, but sometimes he be doing some league stuff. He want to step back, pull ups, He needs to chill out sometimes and go straight to the bottom because he about 6'7", 250. Nobody can stop him. Then I'm looking at mid-major. I'm looking at Creighton. Creighton got, it ain't even just McDermott. They got players. They got the little point guard. Can't nobody stop him from getting inside. Then they got the one big man who never missed. He hit all his shots. And then I'm looking at UConn to make some noise come tournament time because Sebastian Napier, he can't be stopped for real. And he clutch, When it come down to it in college, I think you got to have three things to get there. You got to have NBA players, defense, and you got to have, so if you can hit them shots when they come down to it, you got it. You're going to win. So Syracuse just got to, when it comes to Syracuse, they got to hit them shots and hit the boards, and they'll be all right.
What do you think about the situation with 30 games to go and you're from Cleveland? What do you think about your Cavaliers? Do they have a chance to make the playoffs before we let you go, Pearl?
And also, secondhand question. You're a guard. Who you think got the better handles? Steph Curry or, you know, Kyrie Irving, Swervin Irving?
But best handles is Kyrie Irving. We don't even got to discuss that. Curry nice, but it's Kyrie. We don't got to go no further with that. But when it comes down to the playoffs, I know we can make it, but it's Mike Brown, man. Like, he got to go or scoot over or something, because I never liked him ever, man. Mike Brown got to go because our team is too, because we got the perfect nucleus to get to where we need to go. We might be missing one player, maybe a low post score here, because Varejao nice, you know, so I love Varejao, but you can't dump it into him to get that bucket. But he can't be stopped on the glass. He can pass. I love Varejao, but we can get to the AC because who in the AC now? Is it Charlotte? You know they're going to start losing. So we can put together some wins. If Kyrie and Deion can mature as men, that's what's going to make them mature on the court when they get older as men. Right now they're just young and they trying to be stars. You seen them this weekend, man, both of them going off. But when they come down to it, like, they just young. They want to be the man. So they're going to clash because they both just is equally talented. So if they can mature together and be play together like Russell and James Harden could play together, they can make some noise. But them two gotta stop whatever they're doing that's stopping our team. And Mike Brown got to go. They gotta send him packing with Chris Grant. Mike Brown gotta leave. I help him pack too.
Pearl, that's what I'm talking about right there, baby. That's how it goes down. Hey, Pearl, man, we appreciate you checking out the streets, man. Hey, much love to you, man. I hope you continue to check us out, man. It's our one-year anniversary, Pearl, so hopefully you'll be part of year two, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, happy anniversary, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
Man, much love to you, man. We appreciate you. And check us out on Friday, man, and before you go, man, L Boogie got something to hit you with, man. Watch this.
Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
That's how we do it, P. We'll holler at you, man. Call us on Friday. That's how it go, L Boogie. That's the Pearl, man. He had a great point about, you know, what he was talking about, man. Great knowledge for a young pimp like that, man. It's how you checking us out on the Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what time it is, man. We got about 20 minutes left, man. Got the big homie on the line, you know what I'm saying? They had to click-clack this thing up, man. But before we do that, man, I want to apologize to my big brothers, man. I done missed out on the last couple of weeks, man. It's been tough on your boy, man, but I promise you this. I will be there on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, of course, it's the host with the most we got to bring in, man. Mr. T. Nick with the Sports Officials, man. Come on every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock to 12 p.m. Eastern. You know what I mean? Get it in and get it down. Big brother T. Nick, how's everything been going, man?
Hey, man, we changed draws on y'all. We go from 12 to 2 now, player. So you can party all you want to at night. Hey, we know, you know what I'm saying, y'all a couple hours behind, man, so we had to make that adjustment, you know, so you can get up and eat your broccoli casseroles and your spinach souffles, you know what I'm saying, early in the morning, you know what I'm saying, and get with us, you know. But first and foremost, man, I just got to pay homage, man, you know what I'm saying, and bow down to the streets, man, and say happy birthday, you know what I'm saying, happy anniversary, you know what I'm saying, to the streets, man, and it's a great outlet that you're giving everybody on Fridays and Mondays, you know what I'm saying, to get off their chest. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing, man. So I appreciate you, Ro. I appreciate Boogie. You know what I'm saying? 2LG, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I even appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the DJ you used to have before Ro took over. Well, what's your son's name, Boogie?
Yeah. Young Steph in the house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was a DJ for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He was getting it in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been down with you from day one, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be with you until you guys hang up the microphones. And, you know, Lord willingly, that's going to be, you know, 50, 60 years from now, you know, when we all ready to hang it up. You know, but sickest handles, man, easily is Kyrie, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, you heard Reggie Miller say that last night himself. You know, he's looking at the front row. You know, he just had to say it. He was like, man, you know, after Kyrie took, who was that, Dwight Howard. After he took Dwight Howard to the top, you know what I'm saying, crossed him up a couple times and then hit him with the little swoop shot, left Dwight up there just swinging in the air. Oh, it was nasty, man. And, you know, it just leads me to say, man, you know, I think, Ross, I think you said, you know, if he can get 14 dimes in the All-Star game, why can't he get 10 on his regular team? Because we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing. Ain't nobody to pass to. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody to pass to. Dion get his buckets off the dribble. That's how he get his bucket. You know what I'm saying? He don't know how to move within the context of the offense. There was a reason, and Boogie, you can attest to this because you're a Syracuse fan just like I am. There was a reason he was coming off the bench in Syracuse. There was a reason why he was the sixth man. There was a reason for that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a me-first type of dude. He's a me-first type of player. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you got to get in when you fit in. And he's a young guy, and sooner or later he's going to learn about it. And I just hope he can learn, you know, with Cleveland before they ship his ass out and put him somewhere else. Because it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, man. You know what I'm saying? It's coming, man. They're going to ship him out, man. You can see the writing on the wall, man. You can see the writing on the wall. You know, and bro, yesterday, man, Nelly Neal broke some news, man. And I need to ask the homies up in Cleveland if this is true. Word on the street was it wasn't Deion that punched Kyrie. It was Andrew Bynum who slapped him upside his head. You know what I'm saying? It was Andrew Bynum. Then he slapped him upside his head. And then they said the next practice he was able to come back to, every time they threw the ball to him, he shot it. So rather they threw it in on the inbounds, wherever he was at, he pulled the trigger on the floor, on the practice floor. And that's when they sent him away and said, you know what, you got to go, cuz. You know what I'm saying? You got to go, man. So, you know, it is what it is, that man. It is what it is. And I apologize, man. I ain't been on the three shows, man. You know what I'm saying? You caught me on Valentine's Day. You know, I had to give it in to the lady because, you know, we 8 o'clock right up here when y'all come on. So I was with my wife, you know, and the other 2 days, you know, that was my mistake. What you saying? We're twisting your face up. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking
to
my wife.
No, you know what?
Face up.
Hey, I'm cool because, man, you know, that's perfect, man, because it was Valentine's Day. You know, it wasn't no excuses for that one. You know, we all know where that goes. But hold on, man.
This is not a love show. This is a sports show. We don't want to hear about, you know, all that. But let me ask you this, T-Nick. What do you think about the All-Star festivities in the weekend? What's your opinion about that?
I want to give a shout-out to you, to the youngster y'all just had on, man. Pearl, I think that was his name. You know, he said his pops had something called a VCR. Man, I laughed my ass off when I heard that, man, because – you know what I'm saying? We VCR-type dudes. You know, we know about VHS and beta. You know what I'm saying? So when he talked about dads and dunks and basketball bloopers, you know what I'm saying? Me and Nilly Neal always go back to one of the parts on the tape when Dominique was hurt, and I think it was David Thompson. I can't remember who it was from Indiana. They asked Dominique what dunks should he do, and he always said, two-hand 360 off the one leg, guarantee you a 50. You know what I'm saying? They showed him in slow motion. He did it. And he got the 50. And in saying that, it's personal when you go one-on-one because I got to be better than you, Ro. Ro got to be better than Boogie. Boogie got to be better than Nilly. We got to beat each other. I want to see the dude. I don't want to hear no music. I don't want no props. I even want you to go back to where they had the cards. You know what I'm saying? 1 through 10. You gotta find the 10 and hold up the 10 yourself. I want the old school cards with the Gatorade logo on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to go back to, man. And just let it be one-on-one. The same thing with the skills challenge. I happen to like the skills challenge. But it should be one-on-one. It shouldn't be no team thing. You know, they were so bootleg, they only had one trophy from two people. You know what I'm saying? So that's how bootleg they was with it, man. So I didn't like it. I didn't like the dunk contest. I did like the freestyle session, though. You know, when a dude just going through, you got a couple of minutes, you know, you're just doing, do your warm-up dunks, and then let's go one-on-one. I didn't like none of that. But I told y'all way back when about the All-Star game, man. I really don't care nothing about it. Like me and my wife talked about it last night. There's only two times that you watch the All-Star game. first quarter when they first start, and then the fourth quarter when they get serious. After that, it's all BS in between. You know what I'm saying? So go back to the old school. Go back to the original format, the dunk contest. Let everything be one-on-one in All-Star Weekend. And then when you get to the All-Star game, man, just let it flow like it did last night. Because I ain't going to lie to you, I watched all four quarters last night, and it was a very exciting game, man. I was down with it.
That's what's up, big brother. I was, you know, I like all the dunks and the entertainment that they provide, but it just pisses me off that LeBron won't get in the slam dunk competition. What is it going to take for LeBron to get in the slam dunk competition? Magic already didn't offer him $1 million up front.
It's too late, bro. It's too late. He's scared. He's scared to take an L. That's what's wrong with this generation today. They're scared to take an L. You know what I'm saying? You seen that on Friday. You know, when Pops was talking to Ice Cube, you know, when he was telling Craig, you know what I'm saying, that's what's wrong with you today. You're scared to take an L. He's quick to shoot somebody, but you won't throw them things. He's scared to take an L, man. Back in the day, Mike, Dominique, Clyde, all of them, they wasn't scared to take no L. You know what I'm saying? They weren't scared. You know, it's me against you, you beat me, oh well, it is what it is. How many dunk contests Clyde Drexler in? He ain't winning there one of them. He was in the box, five or six of them.
And he was in a lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't win, man, one of them. I don't even remember him being in the finals. You know what I'm saying? But he was in there. You know what I'm saying? He was in there because he wasn't scared. LeBron's scared, man. And this is that ego thing that kills me. He want to release the little video clips of him doing all the dunks in practice right before the dunk contest started. You know what I'm saying? That's that old look at me. Look at me. Look at what I can do. You know what I'm saying? We know that he's a great in-game dunker, one of the best of all time, if not the best. He can get up so high, man, his head is damn near hitting the rim. But I don't think he got the creativity. I don't think he got it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he can come up with John Wall came up with the other night. You know, I was super shocked by the youngster Ben McLemore. I didn't even know McLemore can get up like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
man.
I just think LeBron is a sissy when it comes to losing. That's all I got to say about that. I think he lost more than up in Cleveland, so he don't want to lose no more.
What's wrong with your boy, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice? Him and his wife, him and his little fiance getting arrested in Atlantic City in the casino Saturday night.
You can call it one compound word, the off season. It's the off season, and every NFL dude get in trouble some kind of way, man. You know, and I want to, you know, I like the segment. Is that a segment y'all got going on, you big dummy? You know what I'm saying? I like that, man, because I want to call him a dummy. He should just walk his ass away from that, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying? You know who you are. You know where you is. You got to walk away. You ain't in the house, you know, where it's your words against, you know, hers. You out in the public. And to Darren Sharper.
T-Nick.
Yes, sir.
She told Ray Rice that she was taller than him. That made me mad.
Hey, you owe me a Corona because you just made me spit some of that out right there, man. You owe me on that one right there. Hey, I thought you called a wife a Roni. I don't know what happened, man. Man, you say, come on, man. You gotta let that go. You know, and Boogie, I'm with you, man. You gotta, if you Darren Sharper, you are a Super Bowl, former Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler, playing for the Pack, New Orleans, and everybody else. You on the NFL Network, not on no sister station. You on the NFL Network, and you mean to tell me you got to molly somebody up to take some dead poonanny? Are you serious? You like the POP? You like the pass out poonanny? Are you serious? Yeah, my wife was tripping off of that, man. You got to be one sick individual to want to lay on top of some female that's passed out is dead. I don't even know if it can get juicy or wet or not. It's dead. How do you? I'm sorry, baby. Hey, my wife said, "What you mean? Well, what do you do? I mean, that's nasty. What do you do?" So he needs to spend, if this is true, because it's alleged, he needs to spend the rest of his life in jail next to Big Bubba. That's all I can say about that.
He needs to go pick him with Ray Caruth, man.
Hey,
they need to be on Route Rushmore for big dummies.
Hey, Big Mama gonna tell Darren Sharper, I know you play safety in the NFL, but in here you're playing tight end, baby. I think he's gonna tell him, man. There's some big dummies, man. But I just want to tell you guys, man, I love the show. We're going to always call in. My oldest is mad right now because I'm putting him to bed because he's been out of school all week. And he gotta go to school. He's all out of school last week. Got to go to school. You want to holler in. You want to stay the streets and everything. But, Trey, it's okay, man. Streets going to be here forever. You're always going to be able to holler. And I'm going to tell him, when he go to school, he can tell a friend. Tell a friend, tell her girlfriend who's on the safety patrol and the other girlfriend to listen to the show.
Oh,
appreciate
really?
Y'all having me, fellas.
No doubt. On a birthday, anniversary. Man, y'all better check out the sports officials every Sunday, 12 to 2 Eastern time. They located down in Atlanta, Georgia, man. They hot as well. We the streets, man. We've been coming at you for 365 days. No advertisement, no sponsor. It's just been the streets. And you've been telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. That's what you've been doing. Hey, shout out to my man Ray Smith Jr. I see you, baby. Hey, yo, I see you, man. Unk always keep it trio, man. Unk, stay locked in. We're going to send you a T-shirt, Unk. Love you, man. He keep us going, man. He be on the line every Monday and Friday. That's Uncle Joe, if y'all didn't know. Cleveland legend. Let's go to a commercial right quick. When we come back, we're going to give our final shout-outs and our last remarks on our one-year anniversary. In the streets. Let's go, bro. What we got jumping off? It sounds so cold, don't it, the world? Man, tell your supervisor you ain't coming in today. You listening to the streets on President's Day. You in the asylum with Juelz and G, T-Row and L Boogie on our anniversary. And keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Yo, Ro, man, before we get out of here, man, and, you know, the warden come in and shut down the cell, man. You know we got to get back in the cell block. Man, give us some shout-outs, man, on this special day.
Oh, big brother, you know what it is, man. I always want to give a shout-out, man, to everybody that be checking us out on the web. You keep us hot, man. You know what I'm saying? The ones we can't see in the asylum, they be jumping, you know what I'm saying, right on the web, man. So,
big shouts out to everybody on the way. I want to give a shout out to who done checked us out every show we done had from February to February, dog. You know what I'm saying? Big ups, man. Big ups to the sports officials and the chef, Big Brother D-Mac, Skeeter Mo Jiggins Johnson III, man. Those are awesome guys who call in. Caesar, we know, straight out of California. MIA, Big Brother Bad. You know, Coach J. The list goes on and on and on. Our sister Pooh, I know you was going to throw it in, but I had to throw it in too. She my sister too. You know what it is, Pooh. That's how it goes, man. Everybody, man, we love y'all, man. You know, big shouts out to Jewel G, who always on assignment. Big ups, because that boy keep it fire when he joins in. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to my family, man. You know, sometimes things don't go the way they want to go, but, man, they help us pull through. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? Big up to the wifey, studio guest Blues, and my niece Raven. You know, everybody who's been checking us out in the asylum. Q-Dog, Big Mark. We're going to have the Q-Dogs up in there one day. Big Melvin, too. We're going to have Ski up in there. We'll turn it out. You know what I'm saying? But anybody and everybody is invited to the, you know, to the asylum, man. You can always come join us, man. You know, we're trying to do bigger and better things for the 14, for year number two. You know, big ups to Hippie Thugs, too. Them are boys. You know what I'm saying? They keep us right. Oh, who you got? We got one more caller. Oh, yeah, that's what I want to talk about right there. Click, clacker, one more time. Straight from the sports officials, man. You know, he keeps everything locked up on his penny pad. It's the OG scorekeeper joining the streets in the last few minutes. Yo, what's up with it, big brother OG? What's going down, baby?
Heaven, oh, praise the Lord. World, what's going on? Happy anniversary. I wasn't going to miss it. I don't care if I caught the last half a second. Happy anniversary, man. Keep it rolling. L Boogie T Roll, Jewel the G. Always on assignment, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, we appreciate that, man. And our thoughts and prayers go out to you. You know what I'm saying, OG, for the world. I don't know I was going to send it in. You know, first of all, peace out to heaven on you. But also our prayers go out to you, man, losing your pops, man, you know what I mean? So, you know, you always, you know, always has us as a lifeline. So we love you. And, you know, the world, if you're listening, send a prayer out to, you know, OG the scorekeeper who's on the sports officials.
Oh, man, you're looking out, man. Keep it live, man. You guys rocking, man. Congratulations on this 1 year. You know what I'm saying? Success is setting goals and achieving them. As soon as you started the show, man, you achieved your goal. So everything you're doing now is just profit, man. So be good, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, OG. We appreciate that, man. And we thank you.
All right, man. And the All-Star game, though, that was a nice All-Star game, man. I mean, you know, I know y'all running out of time, man, but I catch y'all on Friday, man, and we'll rap a little bit more about everything. I mean, nothing. The show is hot, man, and everything y'all doing is hot, man. And once again, happy anniversary, man.
Oh, man, we appreciate the love, man. And, you know, our condolences from the streets go out to you, the sports officials, man, and your family. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Much love to all the callers and everything. All the callers from Cleveland, Atlanta, to Arizona, to Cali, to Florida, all over, man. Global, man. We global with it. You know what I'm saying? Embrace it. Don't be afraid. Embrace it, baby.
Absolutely. That's the OG sports keeper, man. Hey, you know we're going to definitely holler at you on Friday, big brother.
Be good, man. Celebrate for me, man.
Already. L Boogie, I'm going to give you your go-out music, man, this summer. You remember? That's how you used to put you rolling with you. And you on that good summer.
Oh, man, no doubt. First of all, man, I just want to give a shout-out to God, man, for making this possible, for putting a vision in us, because can't nobody see it but us. You know, man, you're going to be checking us out on ESPN. Trust me. Shout out to the world, my man down there, you know what I mean, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, overseas, Germany, man, Australia, you know what I mean? Pook, my kids who be calling in, man. Everybody, man. Hey, Caleb, I see you. All my kids at the schoolhouse, all the ball players.
Hey,
you know
and
me?
It don't take
and,
four niggas to
you know
get
mean? I gotta
straight.
Give it up
the only hot boy eating off this plate,
I mean,
young. We the baby.
Because without them, you know what I mean, it wouldn't be possible for us to do what we're doing. And as always, even in year two, you got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And remember in the streets, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Oh, let's get out of here, T-Row. See him on Friday.
So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know it's when you see us. Put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie. Pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga. Think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gonna never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gonna try and manage niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us. Niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up to the attic. There goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion. Even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit. Well, call me Siegfried. Watch I turn one key to 100 G's. Yeah. Dear summer breeze. Summer, please know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you, behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The droughts here, not only white slowed up, the weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck, put a dent in the money too, but that's the last thing, cause hustle is what we do. Hustle with what? How we getting on? Where he sitting at? What he sitting on? Stand up if you know it's true, the end of the world coming in my city to prove. Damn. And this is after disaster, this ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's a sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars. Reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars.